I don't think so. Do we have liftoff? Oh, now you're nodding your head. Nice announcer.
You're on the air now.
Fine.
Sorry.
Well, Katie Couric is the commencement speaker today at the University of Wisconsin graduation, where you should be.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Mark. How are you feeling?
And
I'm good. A little tired.
Wait a minute.
Great news. Everything.
No, 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 no. That's not it. That's not the cue. Back it up. You're jumping the gun there, mister.
This is the excitement of
heard that one before, haven't you? Okay. Is it queued up again? Can, let me sell this again, and we'll take this out of the whole tape. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Katie Couric is the commencement speaker today at the University of Wisconsin graduation. Katie is pushing the envelope with Dr. Oz as she has an actual colonoscopy for graduation at Camp Randall. Let's listen in.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Mark.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. A little tired.
Great news. Everything's perfect. I did find a few things, though. I was surprised. And one thing was this duster. I don't know what this was doing there. Batman was in there. And then the last thing, what this is, lipstick?
Lipstick. I've been looking everywhere for that lipstick.
Okay, well, her lipstick. What do you know?
Live from the Monono Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Mike Arnold. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome Wisconsin foodie host Kyle Cherik, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who, due to budget cuts in public broadcasting, had his not much cut, but still has you, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Now it's much you. Okay, then. Best part of the ceremony is the valedictorian gets to pull his diploma out of Katie's Couric. Okay, anyhow, that goes on the wall. I'll tell you, that one goes on the wall.
That'll be on the wall.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be on the
definitely
wall. Speaking of graduation, kids, if you're one of the hundreds or possibly thousands who ended up just one lousy credit short of graduation, as a function of the UW-Wisconsin Extension, we want you to know, What Do You Know is certified. The What Do You Know quiz is one credit. So have a good one. And you get a bottle of Prairie Fumé from the Wollersheim's people. So now the world is truly your cup of oysters. Good luck, kids. Have a good one. In all the news that isn't, Mitt Romney last two rounds against Evander Holyfield. Next up, it's Romney versus Mayweather. Financial analysts rate them about even. Floyd is a little more diversified. Excuse me. Where was I? Oh, Hillary drops Bill from the ticket. Right. Thanks. The way you sneaked under there, they never even saw that coming. How did that end up on his desk again? That was actually... Thank you. Where was I? Yeah, Bill. Okay. Jeb Bush would have invaded Iraq. Neil Bush says he's in. Dorothy Bush, big yes. Robin Bush, count me in. Marvin Bush wouldn't miss it for the world. Kyle Bush, no-brainer. Not actually part of the family, but he just wanted to. Reggie Bush, as long as he doesn't have to go, he's in. Billy Bush says he's a lacrosse player, but what the hell? Rapper Sammy Bush says he's up in it. I think that means a yes.
All up in it?
Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah, it could be.
I guess that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Russian porn star Helena Bush gives it a big, couple of big da's.
What?
Da.
But no, that's okay. You don't have to go back.
Da, da. That's my reputation of a Russian,
she's Russian
porn star. I don't know. It's not good, but I'm working on it. I got to diversify myself. Kristen Bush, who played Rachel on Good Wife, she needs the work, so she's in. Johnny Bush. And Johnny Bush, finally, Johnny Bush has written the fight song to the tune of his song, What Made Milwaukee Famous. That's it for Beating the Bushes on a Rock, ladies and gentlemen. Those are all the Bushes we could find. Oh, the Bush Beans guy. I think the Bush Beans guy is probably in. But.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah. We get the dog to talk, we'd find out. In other news, George Zimmerman shot in the head, so he's fine. It merely entered his brain and out. Verizon buys AOL to sew up the cell dial-up market. You've got meh. Tom Brady looks like he's had all the air squeezed out of him. Well, this will give him more time. He's got a supermodel girlfriend. This will give him more time, four games to spend some time with her. They require a lot of care, these supermodels, wives and things. I didn't marry one, but that's what I hear. An increasing number of Americans do not pick up the phone when Jesus is calling. Okay. Only 11 accidents so far with self-driving cars, but all are the result of driverless road rage. And artificial intelligence is a lot like ours now. It's amazing. And actually, a lot of what we thought were driverless cars actually were urban youth low-riding. So it skews the results. Okay. I'm personally waiting for the self-insuring car. I think that's going to be the big breakthrough. Vatican recognizes Palestine will establish a gift shop. This keeps going in and out.
Good thing we got a new battery.
Yeah. Wisconsin's Russ Feingold will try to recover his Senate seat, but can't decide on leather or something a little more breathable. And would you really want a seat that Ron Johnson's been sitting on for 5 years? I really don't think so. I'd get a new one. With the departure of Harry Shearer on The Simpsons, Charles Koch has signed on for Mr. Burns. His brother David will be Waylon Smithers. Donald Trump will, of course, voice God. And a surprise pick, Bill Cosby, the new principal Skinner. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. That was exactly my reaction. Crowd, ooh. Exercise will give older Americans another 5 years, but for what? Turns out even bad coffee is good for you. Did you read that? Drink as much coffee as possible. No, it's good for you. Yeah, even like Folgers Crystals has 100 times more antioxidants than Oxidol. I think that's what it said. I wrote this down in a hurry. If you're drinking too much coffee, you can always take prooxidants, you know, get rid of something. Everyone's so antioxidant. I get tired.
I don't get that. I'm right in the middle myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riding that oxidant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like to go back and forth.
On the oxidant fence?
I'm pro-oxidant, and then sometimes I'm anti. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good that you can talk about it. Now, just shut up.
Sorry.
Okay. No, that's quite all right. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Rick Perry has until June 4th to find his glasses for a really big announcement. There's no lenses in his glasses. Someone's got to tell him that. I don't know who sold him that pair. You know, online or something. You know. God, look how clearly, as clear as a crystal, these things. Ramadi province in Iraq is now a red state. Okay. International news. You got to keep up on all this stuff. Don't judge. A Russian rocket with a Mexican satellite crashes in Siberia. Would have thought a Russian rocket with a Mexican satellite couldn't miss. Nice to know that, you know, those Russian rockets. All those years, all those missiles pointed at us would have landed on them if they fired us. Good thing to know. President Obama calls a Gulf conference and only two guys from Gulfport show up. What a year he's having. Former Governor Scott Walker. Well, he's been away a lot. Go ahead, try saying it to yourself. It sounds pretty. Former Governor Scott Walker denied a visa to return to Wisconsin. And thanks to concussions, all is forgiven between Brett Favre and the Packers. And as far as, you know, the cuts to public radio and such, you know, you've probably been following that broadcasting. Those big Walker cuts have been partially restored for manure runoff and Wisconsin public broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. So we're pretty excited about that. It wasn't so bad, really. They only cut the L out of public radio. Oh, wait. Oh, that's not good. That's all the news that is. Thank you so much. Back to your homes now and graduate if you must. Aren't all your friends graduating now? And did you buy the cap and gown?
Paid big money for that cap and gown.
And then what happened at the last minute? You had relatives coming to town?
They wanted to come see you instead.
Instead of seeing Katie Couric get a colonoscopy at Camp Randall? I would have paid to get in than that. Would have paid to get out, too, but to get in would have been just amazing just to be there.